Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Thank you for downloading. If you're just joining us for the very first time, I am at my house, isolating with COVID. Michael Ross is in the studio, healthy as Harry.
Good old Harry. Sorry. See, there's real proof. I am healthy. That actually reminds me, I do need to take a test every day because of you, because you came to the studio. And so I get my own back today, though, because today, as of recording, is April Fool's Day. And boy, do we get you good. We stitch you up big time.
Look, I don't get got much, but it is a bloody good one. But before I get got, let's laugh, because we got Friday Funnies.
Friday Funnies.
Now, Michael Ross, going to kick it off with this joke, because we are connected via the internet. So all of these jokes will have something to do with what is happening in our lives. And depending on whether they're funny or not will determine how good your weekend will be. Mine's already crap because I'm stuck inside all weekend due to quarantine. But you, mate, and the listeners.
Hey, could get worse. If these jokes are bad, Mitchell for the ICU.
Exactly. I could die. Michael Ross, I was having trouble with my internet at the farm, so I moved the modem to the barn. Now I have stable Wi-Fi.
Solid.
Nice. Okay, moving on to, you remember in the Oscars?
Yeah.
When Will Smith, that guy, that was all like good and jiggy with it, and he slapped Chris Rock,
like
the zebra from Madagascar.
Oh, wow!
Wow. Just the reaction from Chris Rock. People think that he wanted to punch because he clenched his fist when he was slapped. And people are like, Chris didn't fight back.
Oh, interesting. Well, there can be 100 people in a room and 99 won't slap you, but one will.
That's all right. Did you make that one?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
Final Chris Rock.
I think he's embarrassed
Chris
that he
Rock
did.
Joke. Chris Rock couldn't find out why Will Smith was on stage walking his way. And then it hit him.
Nice. That was better. Why were 2 out of 3 Chris Rock jokes?
Because...
Not all of them. That's all I'm asking.
I couldn't find a third.
And that's the best joke of the morning. Mitch. I know you're unwell, mate. We can hear that. We know you have coronavirus. Stop milking it.
Oh, okay? No. Is this like a little sort of where everyone comes into the studio and tells me that you've got like guests that come on and tell me how brave I am for continuing to work even though I have COVID? Is this one of those segments?
This is where I get really pedantic because you said one of your symptoms wrong. So we know sneezing, tick. That's fine. Yep. Sneezing, that's how you say it. Coughing, yep, that's how you do that. But you said that you had that sensation where you kind of want to throw up, and you throw up a little, but nothing happens.
Yeah, the old dry reach.
I'm sorry?
The old dry reach.
No. No. There is no dry reach. No.
Dry reach.
No, that, my friend, you're looking for dry reach. You are dry.
There is not a person. There is not a person on planet Earth that says dry reaching.
Dry retching, or the Americans do say dry heaving, but there is no dry reaching.
But you can see how I would get that confused, because it does sound like there is an arm going down your throat and grabbing something out of your tummy, and it's not like lubed up or anything. So it's like...
Is that why you think it would be called dry reaching?
I mean, it makes sense.
I've heard other people say that they thought it was dry reaching because it's like you're reaching for your food to throw up and you can't get it. Like,
yeah,
and that comes up.
Non-looped up arm.
But to throw up is to retch, so it is dry retching because nothing is coming up.
Do you ever sit at home and wonder why you're not invited to parties?
I don't want to go anyway.
This is why. This is why.
No, it's fine. Okay, there's a lot of these things out there. There's a lot of words that people get wrong, or a lot of sayings. Like, I used to think it was for all intensive purposes, but it's not. For all intents and purposes is what it is. But it's really easy to mistake. Yeah. Intensive purposes.
Yeah. No, I'm really glad you figured that one out.
Did you already know that one?
No, I think that's... If I've never hung out with someone that says for all intents and purposes. I don't hang out with people like that. If you talk like that, go away.
1-800-011-666. What have you been saying wrong? Sarah from Carnarvon on the line. Sarah, have you been saying something wrong?
Yes, I have. I hate to admit it.
What exactly, have you been saying dry reaching instead of retching? What have you got wrong?
Not quite that wrong, I feel. The word I've been saying wrong, the correct way to say it is grandiose.
Grandiose?
But yeah. Grandiose. It doesn't sound very grand. So when I read it, I hear it as grandois in my head.
Grandois.
Grandois.
Is that how it's, how's it spelled?
GRANDIOSE.
Grandiose. It's so big, yeah. It's grandiose. But you say it's grandiose. Grandois.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know how many times you would have said that. And also, make sure you say hello to Jesus for us, because I can only imagine you're in a church or a cathedral.
I'm in the hallway at work, so.
Is it very large and grandiois?
You can say that.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
Mitchell and Michael, like a fine wine. No, as in, it's fine, not fancy.
Glam, Mitchell and Michael, and joining us on the line now from the Full Credit Podcast, and he's a boundary rider now for Triple M. It is the one and only Josh Gallup. Morning, Josh.
Morning, guys. Thanks for the call. Oh, wow. Big crowd there.
Yeah, it's amazing. 75% capped, though, capacity.
Of course, we
would have a bigger one. Boundary riding, how do you feel being the annoying journalist on the side?
I try and keep it as minimum as possible, because when I'm watching AFL broadcasts and stuff, if there's any information that is like, tell you what, this crowd is good, then I just leave it out. I really don't want it to season, but yeah, it's good.
I was going to say, do you like asking very obvious questions? Like, have you guys down on the scoreboard, have you thought of putting more on?
No, I haven't done that yet. Again, my always pet peeve is I feel like Channel 7, they've made their broadcast team 13 people or something now. So in the 10 minutes they have before a game, they're like, all right, let's go down to Abby on the sideline. She's like, it's cold. All right, let's go upstairs to Rich. All right, it's all right. It's fine. And then by the end of everyone, it's like the game starts.
Is it every boundary rider's dream, though? Like, are you waiting for your moment where someone accidentally tackles you? You get the ball. Like, is that what your hope is?
Well, it'd be pretty hard when I'm in the stands, but I'm sure you want, what's always funny is the boundary riding interviews, like the ones that are like end of the game or end of the quarter or something, 99% of the time, nothing happens from that. And it's like, yeah, we just got to work harder. Yeah, they did better than us, and they run back out. All the TV presenters want is that person to either like lose their shit or just do something so irrational. That's all they're hoping for. So I think I'd be hoping for that as well.
Well, love having you on the team here at Triple M, but of course, Full Credit Podcast is going great guns. What are you investigating at the moment?
Yeah, we do an investigation every single week. So this week, do you remember Campbell Brown? He won a premiership or maybe a couple with Hawthorn?
Yeah, he punched Stephen May in the face.
Correct. So we've got, he's a bit of a wild card, and so was his dad. But anyway, if you go on his Wikipedia, it says that he's the captain of the Australian Kabaddi side. Now, Kabaddi is this weird Indian sport that involves tag. So it's basically like British Bulldogs, but it's their number two sport in the country, or maybe number three. It's the most bizarre professional sport ever. Anyway, in 2017, they put together a team in 6 days because the Kabaddi International Federation put up a bunch of money. And it's just quite funny because he goes over and he was hoping to have a massive footy trip who'd retired, but he went to a dry state. So he's gone over there with all these guys selling them that it's going to be the loosest footy trip ever and they'll play a bit of kabaddi. And they're locked in their room the whole time. So we've got that. We've got a couple other weird ones in the works for the weeks to come. But yeah, we're trying to, that's the other thing. If anyone has any ideas for niche sporting investigations, if they just want someone to put a bit of hours into it, let me know.
Sepak takraw, mate. Sepak takraw. It's this bamboo ball volleyball foot game from Indonesia.
God, well, I can't do two weird sports in 1 week. It controversies are fine.
No, mate, it's only a weird sport if you're racist. It's a normal sport to other people.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually completely true. I feel really bad you've sent me up.
Josh, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Check out Full Credit Podcast and catch the great man right at the boundary for Triple M. Have a good one, mate.
You too, guys. Have a good one.
Mitchell Tinley has been inundated with constant, like, password reset emails.
Oh, yeah.
Calls from the police.
It was really, really, like, Netflix, Tinder, but that's not important. Yeah, all these, like, Stan, all these things of saying reset your password. And I'm like, oh, no, what's happening? Even Airbnb, like, things I haven't used in ages, like, auto glass repairs. I was like, oh, no, like, obviously, like, someone's got my information. And then, yeah, I got called from the Southwest WA Police, the Darwin Police.
Wow. Yesterday on the show, we had live COVID positive result with you. Are we going to have a live scammer on the line now? You sent me the number of the last random call. Like, just they're just ring in and the classic hang up, no answer. We've got his number. We're going to call the scammer, see where it leads. It probably won't lead to them. It's probably going to be another person who is confused and who didn't actually call you. But let's give it a go.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Who's this?
This is Mitchell. You gave me a call?
Oh, Mitchell.
Hang on. Yes. That's a familiar voice.
How are you, Mitch? It's Matt.
Is that Matt from Best IT?
That's Matt from Best IT. How are you, boys? Good morning.
I'm good. Did you bloody... Have you done a little, like, where you sell my number on the black market, you dogs?
Bloody gotcha. April Fools, mate, you haven't been hacked. It was us.
I knew... I tell you what. I had a feeling that Mr. You're too accessible on the internet...
You are wide open, mate. You're wide open and out there. So, and you got COVID, so I thought you wouldn't be as switched on as normal.
No, I'm not. So, what have you been doing? Because I have been being sent like multiple texts, emails about like resetting my passwords and whatnot. What have you been doing?
Oh, look, I'm just having a bit of fun. I thought I'd try and log into some of your accounts, like your Facebook and your Instagram, your OnlyFans, these sort of things.
Yeah, that's fair. And then how did you get the cops to call me? Because I called the WA police station and they probably think I'm insane.
What did they say when you called?
They were like, we have no, like, there's no sort of record of us calling you. There's no reason that we would have called you. There's nothing. Well, it was actually nice to actually call the cops and go, hey, are you looking for anything for me? And they said no, so that's nice.
That's nice.
But how did you get the cops to call me?
Without revealing too much, you know, you can do some funny things in IT. And one of them is that you can actually make a phone call from someone else's number. So it's a scam that is being used around Australia at the moment. And, I just know how to do it, so I thought I'd just utilise the police station's number and give you a call, mate, just so you'd think it's authentic.
That's very scary.
it really is. As Matt was telling me via text what he was doing to you, I was like, oh, this is quite scary. It actually shows, like, I guess kind of how easy it is and why maybe you need someone like Matt at Best IT to keep you secure.
Yeah, on the side of good. And just so you know, Mitch, I didn't dream this up, mate. It was Michael. He's the one that dobbed you in here. And he didn't give me a lot of time. I think it was about 5:30 last night I got the call. So I've been working hard early this morning to make you feel scammed.
So you don't have to change any passwords or anything.
Why'd you brain? What if I didn't tell you and I just started changing passwords?
That's just sweet. Just
also, do you want to know how I knew something was up? Because bloody... my phone number was getting like authority authorization codes, sorry, from Tinder, and I'm banned from Tinder. So something was up.
Thanks for bringing this to life, Matt. It was great fun for me.
I will be signing up with Best IT to be more secure in the future.
Cheers, guys. April Fool's Day, eh? Have a good one. Michael for breakfast. Don't move.
There's more in a minute. World record history this morning. After the record for most chicken nuggets eaten in 1 minute was set by Leah Shutkiva, a competitive eater from the UK. She's coming at 19 in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And you said to me, you can do that.
I'm a big fan of your eating feats. And so that's why we've got 40 nuggets, because you might smash it. She did 19 in 1 minute. I reckon on your worst day, I reckon on your worst day, 11. I was just practicing in my head.
I've been thinking about this. I've been psyching myself up since last night, and I've been going, do I eat one at a time? Do I eat multiple at a time? Like, is there a point in which you've got too much in your mouth and that'll slow you down? I think I have to go 3 at a time.
Okay.
And see where that gets me.
I see. I was thinking one at a time.
You're thinking one. I can go one at a time for pure eating. Should we go one at a time?
Hey, the refs don't tell Michael Jordan how to play basketball. You go for it.
Well, sometimes Guinness World Record might tell you how. They might say, no, like one in at a time.
All right. Okay. Do we have a 60-second?
I have 60 seconds. I've also got video that you can check out later this morning.
Nice.
Of my attempt of how many nuggets can I eat in 60 seconds? Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
And he is off. That is first one down very easily. Very, very nice. Okay, he's chewing it all. He has gone one at a time. That's 2 in. Come on, mate. You got to smash it. You got to do better than this. 2 are down. He's into 3. 3 looks like it has gone down easier than the next. I think we're up to 4 now. 5 is in. I thought you would look good, mate. I reckon start jamming them in. Start maybe switching up halfway through. 6 is in. Looking good. 7. There's a lot of room for 7. Get that bad boy in. You've plenty of time, mate. Do not stress at all. Michael Ross looking at the best of his game. The mouth is looking full. 8 is in. There's not much room for what's being done on the back end there. Keep it in there, mate. Keep going. At least get to 10. You've got to get to 10 or we'll not be impressed. 9 is in. Can he get 10? Michael Ross chewing away like the fat boy he was back in year 9. Making you laugh probably didn't help. Full mouth. Get it down. It's got to go down. Is that 11? Michael Ross.
My understanding is, first in your mouth, it counts.
I thought it had to be swallowed.
Like many competitive eaters, once it's in the mouth, it's in your body, and that's it.
Or like once the ball's out of your hands, even though the time's expired, it's still
God
good.
Damn it.
You're doing well. Was that 10 or 11?
Got to 11. Hats off to Leah Shutkiva. Oh, it's like having mini heart attacks. Because it's just so dry and all clumps together in your esophagus. It's just stuck in my chest. It's not in my stomach.
You know what's hilarious? I have COVID right now, and I'm like, are you okay?
Why does it hurt so much?
Mitchell Tinley, you could have a baby across the weekend. That's very possible.
Captain COVID to you, as I isolate at home. That's how I want to be referred to, Captain COVID, from now on.
All right, Captain COVID, your little lieutenant, your little recruit, yes, could arrive on the weekend. And, like, look, I'm just going to give you a silver lining here, because you're like, oh, no, I might not be able to go to the birth because of COVID.
But magical.
How great are kids, really? My wife has just started working in after-school care, and a kid spat on her.
Like in
anger. Like, not just like a, oh, sorry, a little spit up or something like that. No. Like a, oi, you.
Oi, you dog.
And there was a 3-year-old girl. Like a little...
A three-year-old girl.
A little girl spitting, you know, like a disgruntled Italian.
You know, she's learning that behaviour from somewhere, they say. And is it because your wife spat at her?
No. My wife would never spit at the children.
That's so wild. Did your wife punch her?
I've never heard of it. Like, I've heard of little kids, like, biting, hitting, pulling hair, but spitting?
Go ask a kid to spit. They don't even know how.
They're bad at it. They can't whistle. They can't do anything with their mouth.
That's probably it.
Things in their mouth.
The 3-year-old probably went to spit on Abby and ended up spitting on his face, on her face or something, and backfired.
So I'm just saying, you've still got all of that to look forward to. This could just be one little moment, but you could also be out in time for the birth.
Come on, mate. Do you look at me? Do you think my kid's going to be a spitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had the biggest cheesy grin after saying that as well. So I'm a little bit concerned. If you missed anything from today's podcast, we got Mitch really good with an April Fool's. We also had a great chat with Josh Garlop from Full Credit Podcast. And I did a terrible job at a world record for eating nuggets. See you Monday.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.